California is trying out a novel approach to get deadbeat dads to pay up. In that state alone, the children of single mothers are owed more than $14 billion in unpaid child support. Many of these fathers are penniless, so even threats of jail haven't improved collections. Now the state is trying a new tactic, betting that many poor fathers would gladly support their children if they only knew how. NPR's Elaine Corey has the story from San Francisco.
Since the early 1990s, California has hunted deadbeat dads, revoked their driver's licenses, garnished their wages, and even locked them up. No doubt some of these men are hardcore evaders who refuse to support their children, even though they can. But researchers have uncovered a different type of non-paying father, men who can't even support themselves, let alone their children.
All right, we started. All right, you hear from Fathers at Work. Okay. We did some intros. We're going to have each of y'all introduce yourself.
Nearly two dozen men, most of them in their 20s, settle in for the twice-weekly Father's Peer Support Meeting at this community program in the Bay Area. Most of them came to Fathers at Work because they were desperate. Homeless and unemployed, 28-year-old Dion Webb was on the verge of giving up.
Before this program, I didn't have no money. I didn't have no clothes. I had nothing.
Webb has four children he was not supporting. The county district attorney's office had already caught up with him and revoked his driver's license.
I thought I would never see my license again, and I was prepared for that. Child support, I didn't know what I was going to do about it. I knew it was there. It was hanging over my shoulder. It was, you know, it was going to be rough.
Webb was facing a child support bill of $28,000, much of it interest. But after a few months with the Fathers at Work program, the state restored his license. He's found housing, upgraded his job skills, and started working. Child Support Services froze his past due account and now is negotiating with Webb to devise a realistic plan to begin supporting his kids.
And I just got a job, okay? So they're going to let me work a month, 2 months, then start taking it out my check. And we're going to court right now to figure out what that amount will be because they want you to live now. Child support, you didn't care. You know what I'm saying? But through this program, they will let you live, pay them, and have a roof over your head to raise your children.
Social programs like Fathers at Work have been tried before with mixed results. The difference now is that the state is an active partner in helping these men succeed. The change began 2 years ago when complaints about the child support system boiled over. Mothers felt they were being cheated. Fathers felt they were being railroaded. Children were losing out while bureaucrats bickered over turf.
We had all of the stakeholders really at one another's throats.
Kurt Child, a former legal aid attorney and welfare reform expert, is the new director of the agency. He says what followed was a philosophical battle for the agency's soul.
District attorneys and the law enforcement model that had been used in the past was not the model that was going to work in the future of this program.
In the end, California broke with decades of precedence. It wrenched child support services from the DA's office and started over, creating a new department from the ground up. The agency would continue to prosecute true deadbeat dads, but Kurt Child issued a new mandate to treat poor non-paying fathers as needy people rather than as criminals. Donald Dugan, a counselor with the Fathers at Work program in Richmond, says the change is long overdue.
You can't really bleed a rock. And so things have been changing to sort of where it is today, where, you know, you give the guys the benefit of the doubt, especially the guys in this program care about their kids, want to be with their kids, want to spend time with their kids, want to take care of their kids. They're not deadbeat. They're just dead broke. We try to make that a temporary condition.
And so far, the new approach seems to be paying off. Collections in California have been rising and reached a record $2 billion last year. And the shift in philosophy has taken hold in other states. Alaska, Maine, Vermont, and Washington are reviewing and even reducing their child support orders to make sure they're realistic. Minnesota and Maryland are poised to take the next step. They're exploring forgiveness of child support arrears for some fathers. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.